Has anyone ever seen Miranda? I can't look at you. Miranda? Yep. Have you ever seen when she looks at the camera and she looks there and she says a word and then says it really funny? Like, the word I'm going to use tonight is siblings. Now, is that, if she goes, Miranda, she goes up to the camera, she goes, siblings. And it's a funny word, isn't it? Who came up with that? And spouse. Who came up with them words? Really don't understand them. Anyway, tonight, just want to look at, for a little while, look at a family. Now, this family is a brother and two sisters, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. And if we could look up, I haven't got Beth to do it tonight on the thing, but if people have got it on their Bibles, it's really good. We can look up John 11, verses 17 to 44. It's a story of Jesus comforts the sisters of Lazarus. On his arrival, Jesus found, put my glasses on, I can see it, that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but I know even now that God will give whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come to the world. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along were also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how she loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he's been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you, if you believe, you'll see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and his feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Okay, so it starts with a death. Lazarus becomes ill and he's dead. He's placed in the tomb. I just want to concentrate for a minute because, you know, I was doing some research on this week and it's a bit gross, really. They get someone, they lay him out, they embalm them, they put this sort of stuff on them, they wrap them up. And they put them in thing, and they put a cloth over their face, and they wrap it around, so they're all like embalmed, effectively. Now, imagine the scene. Jesus is there. Lazarus is in the tomb. So Jesus comes up. They roll away the stone. Jesus stands at the entrance and says, Lazarus, come out. He has to say Lazarus, because what would happen? They're in a graveyard. Everyone would come out. They'd all be up there, wouldn't they? Come out, all these people being raised to life. So he says, he's saying to him, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus comes out, a bit like Scooby-Doo. Scree! Comes out. That was a bad impression. He comes out, and Jesus says, right, I want you to take the grave clothes off of him. Now, the thing about this is, soon, Jesus is going to die. And he's going to be put in the tomb. He's going to have all the stuff put on him. He's going to be put in the tomb the same as Lazarus was. Difference being, he's whipped, he's beaten, He's covered in blood. He's gone for the toilet. A spear, just stuck in his side. So he's got holes in his hands and his feet. He's dead. So he knows that's going to come. So he goes. So I think the example here is that Jesus is saying, and for you soon, I'm going to come out of this grave, but I am going to raise myself. I'm going to raise up. I'm going to come out and I'm going to fold my grave clothes and I'm going to put them down. See, Lazarus couldn't do that. Someone had to do it for him. But Jesus was saying, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come out of the grave, but it's finished. It is over. And when they'd done that, imagine Mary and Martha and all the people there. They're in the presence of a miracle. They're in the presence of Jesus saying, come out. They've seen a man, a dead man, walk out of a grave. I mean, if you want to see that, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Who wants to see that? Yeah. Yeah. We still pray for that, for people to do that. Jesus was not in a rush. You know, he stayed in that place 2 more days. Sometimes we say, Jesus, we want it now. Does it happen? Not necessarily. Sometimes it will happen straight away. Sometimes it won't. But it's not in a rush. Jesus knows the timing for miracles. And he knew that that was the time for a miracle. Right, so if we look to Luke 10, if you got your Bibles, Luke 38. Now this is the bit that we've been looking at probably for a month now at various stages. It's Mary and Martha. Rachel's laughing. As Jesus and the disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that she had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. But Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it won't be taken away from her. You know, early on in the story, Martha runs to Jesus. She runs. Mary stays at home. She's there sitting at home. All the Jews are sitting around her. Imagine the scene. They're all sitting, they're mourning. They're sitting in the house. But Martha hears that Jesus is nearby. So she runs off and she finds Jesus. And she has this conversation with Jesus. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And she says, I know that my brother will be raised up again. I know that he will, in the resurrection, in the future. She's having this conversation. And then she goes back to the house, and Mary is sitting around with the Jews and people sitting around, family probably as well, and they're sitting there. And Martha comes in. She whispers. In some version of the message, it says she whispers quietly. So she says, the master is waiting for you. He wants to see you. So Mary now runs out the house. She flies off. All the Jews follow her, thinking that she's going to the grave. But she's not. She's going to find Jesus. So she gets to Jesus, and she falls at his feet. She's weeping and crying. And they're saying how much, you know, she loves Jesus. And she says the same, doesn't she? If he was here, my brother would not be dead if you were here. So she's there as well. And then Jesus goes on, he raises Lazarus. What I felt when I was reading this, there's two things. Martha, she comes to Jesus from her head. She comes from a, I can't say this word, intellectual. Did I say it? Yeah, intellectual. She's coming to Jesus from the brain. She knows that something's going to happen in the future. She knows that Jesus could do it. It's all very matter of fact. Yeah, that's going to happen in the future. Mary comes and she falls at the feet of Jesus. She's coming from her heart. She's a real heart response to Jesus. She's saying, Jesus, you know, if you was here, you could do something about it. And he does. He goes to do it. See, there's a difference between the head and the heart. I had a conversation this week that, you know, and we was talking, it's the longest journey. It's from the head to the heart. It's a long way to get sometimes things down to our heart. But this is what this is what's going on. It's this whole scenario. It's a head knowledge or it's a heart knowledge. You know, these are the three things. I'm not going to say some of the stuff I was going to say because I don't feel it's right to say that. So I'm going to go over there. You know, last year we was in London, and we was in there about this time of year, and we was on a tube, and it was Wendy, myself, Lois, Jess, and Gino, and we're on this tube, and you know when you're going on a tube, we're going to Winter Wonderland to see all the lights and have the hot dogs and drink the mulled wine, have a good time. So it's on the way there, and suddenly an announcement comes: this train, everyone's got to get off. It's not going further. There's an incident, and we've got to get off the train. So the atmosphere changes. It changes. So we're all like, so you get off the train, follow everyone up the stairs, up the escalators to the top. We get to the top, and there are police everywhere. There's helicopters in the sky. There's a major incident in the next, where we was going to the next station, and there's police everywhere, and you can't go anywhere. Well, we wanted to get to Winter Wonderland, but I was going to go for a meal first, weren't we? We're going to go for a meal. We couldn't get to the place for a meal because it was shut, because the police had shut everything down. Quite rightly so. They'd done a good job, and they were brilliant. I'll say that, John. They were brilliant. And so they went, and they... So we couldn't go for a meal, anyway. So we went to... Carried on. Went to Winter Wonderland. We went to Winter Wonderland. It's hard to say, isn't it? Winter Wonderland. We went there, and the atmosphere changes. You've got lights, you've got Christmas music, you've got things going on. You've got overpriced hot dogs. We were starving. You had a really bad latte on it. Oh, it was horrible. And there was all these... It was overpriced. But there was all the joy of Christmas. See, the atmosphere in the tube was different from the atmosphere in Winter Wonderland. Now, if we're in the presence of God, that's not million times better than Winter Wonderland. But and sometimes we feel like we're in the other side, aren't we? We're like, oh, dear fear, and what's going on? But sometimes we have to go from one to the other, but we force ourselves into the presence of God, and we fall down before him with weeping and wanting to be in his presence, don't we? Do we? Yeah. We want to be in the presence of God. We don't want to be in the presence of evil and fear and all the things that come with it. So, although Mary gets a bad press, Martha gets a bad press, sorry, you know, she wanted to do the right thing. She wanted to serve. She wanted to serve Jesus. Lazarus didn't do much, did he? I mean, he just died and rose up. Just a brother. You know, it's, but and Mary, she just wanted to be with Jesus. Now, I felt God say to me this, and I will read it if I can find it. Because I've jumped on my notes now, haven't I? Yeah. I felt someone say this. This is important. That's why I've underlined it. Jesus said to Martha, Jesus never said to Martha, why can't you be like your sister? You know, there's lots of people, I believe, that, you know, they feel like they're trying to be like their sister, their brother, their family member. They're trying to be like someone else. But that's not what Jesus said. He wanted her to be with him. He didn't say, be like your sister. He never said that. Yeah, I'm going to skip this. I believe God's here. I believe we're going to pray in a minute. But I've got a few things that I felt God say to me this morning. And 7th of September, 1986. Does it mean anything to anyone? No, because that's the day I went to my own funeral. Because I died, didn't I? I baptized. I went into the grave. I come back up. And sins forgiven, new life in Christ. So, you know, there's a song that says, I'm going to live to dance in my own grave. Don't know if you know that one. But, you know, that's a kind of a way, you know, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to be with Jesus. And I'm going to dance with him. But one of the things I felt today was that really, really, we've got to get hold of the fact that being in the presence of Jesus is the best thing. And if we want to be, if I said to you, put your hands up, if you want to do things for Jesus, you'd all put your hands up. You'd all say, yeah, I want to do something for Jesus. That was Martha. She wanted to do something for Jesus. But if we want to do something for Jesus, first, we've got to be with Jesus. We've got to be in his presence. We've got to be in his presence. Martha wanted to do things for him, but, you know, we want to be in his presence first so that we can do things for him. All right, God's saying that. And I think in a minute we're going to just worship God because I believe God's going to do some things in people's life. And just had a few prophetic things. Chris Cerny at the back there, you know, God's going to take it to the next level. You're ready for it. And he's going to take it to the next level. He's going to do that. He's going to do that, I believe it. And Bill Fisher, you're an encouragement to people. You don't know it, but you are such an encouragement to people. And Joe, you're going to step out in faith to do what God wants you to do. And, you know, search for what God wants. You know, you've got to pray for that job, but step out in it as well as faith and action and do what God says. You've got to do that. All right. Right, okay. So I've jumped all over the place. I've gone off my notes, but I believe God's here. So let's just pray. Do you want to come back, Andy and Daryl and people, if that's all right? Jesus, I just pray tonight. God, I may have jumped around. I've gone off my notes a bit. But God, I just believe, God, that you want us to be in your presence. God, you want us to be, God, with you. God, we want to do things for you. But God, we've got to be with you. We've got to be with you, God. So God, I just pray, Jesus, that you'll just move. Lord, now, Lord, as we worship you, God, that you'll just move in this place. Lord, your presence. And God, as we come to this week, God, of being come to me week. Father God, we come into your presence, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come into your presence. Lord, and I just pray, one thing I didn't say, you know, I just felt that, you know, Mary, Martha, Lazarus were very different people. And, you know, the church is very different people. We come, some of us feel we're different than others, and we've got different giftings, different abilities, but we are like a family. We are a family of the church, and God's going to speak to us through that. Lord Jesus. Lord, I just pray as we worship you now in Jesus' name. Amen.